The Nigerian government says more than 1,000 of its citizens have been brought home as of yesterday. Abdulrahman Balogun is the head of media, public relations and protocol of the Nigeria Diaspora Commission.
The Nigerian government have done 4 flights from Poland, from Romania, from Hungary, I think 2 flights from Hungary. Thus far, we've had over 1,062 from all the evacuation from Ukraine.
Balogun, speaking by phone, says the total is expected to reach about 2,000. He says more trips will be made by the airlines to ferry the citizens home. Balogun says the government has received reports of racism against Nigerians trying to flee Ukraine to Poland.
Indeed, there are reports of discrimination and racism. So we hope by now our Minister of Foreign Affairs and other agencies that are already on top of it, discussing with relevant authorities in Russia, Ukraine, and Poland, and some other developed countries to desist from this unpopular act of racism.
A Nigerian student who has arrived home, Joseph Chikwadu, says Polish authorities did not deny entry to foreign students, though Ukrainian security agencies gave priority to their citizens at the border. Chikwadu spoke via WhatsApp. He speaks on the situation in Ukraine before his departure.
There's a situation in Ukraine as of, let's say, 5 days ago. It was very dire. It was very tiresome and really dangerous because we were literally running for our lives. We're hearing explosions here and there. Seeing undetonated missiles, seeing buildings collapse from missiles that are detonated few meters in front of us. So it's crazy. I experienced this myself. There was an undetonated missile in front of me and one about, I don't know, maybe a kilometer away, if I can see that far back. I cannot tell you the exact length it was or the exact distance it was. So I was speaking from a few days back. And things like this are still going on in a city called Sumy where students are trapped. The train stations and roads have been bombed, so you cannot go or leave the city.
Balogun commended President Muhammadu Buhari for approving funds for the evacuations. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Lagos.